Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells around people? Like every comment could be a hidden critique waiting to blow up in your face? Yeah, me too. It happens to the best of us. But what if I told you there was a way to not only survive criticism, but actually thrive amidst it? That's right, folks. Today we're diving deep into the world of stoicism and how it can help us develop a healthy attitude towards feedback because, let's be real, constructive criticism is like that annoying gym buddy who pushes you to get stronger. You might not always love them, but deep down, you know they have your best interests at heart. So, buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready to unlock the secret to turning those dreaded critiques into opportunities for growth. First things first, remember that criticism is rarely personal. When someone criticizes something you've done, it usually stems from their own experiences, perspectives, or even insecurities. That doesn't mean it's right, but understanding this can help detach your ego from the situation. It's like those frustrating, helpful comments on your social media posts. Sometimes people just need to vent, and their words have more to do with them than you. Think about it this way. If someone criticizes your outfit, are they truly judging your entire being? Or are they simply expressing a preference based on their own taste? See the difference? Next up, cultivate a growth mindset. Embrace criticism as a chance to learn and improve. Instead of seeing feedback as a personal attack, view it as valuable information that can help you hone your skills and become a better version of yourself. Think of those times you've received constructive criticism at work or in school. Didn't those insights push you to level up? Now here's where stoicism comes into play. Practice emotional resilience. Don't let criticism rattle your core. Remember, true strength lies not in avoiding negativity, but in managing it effectively. Just like a seasoned Zen master meditating amidst the chaos of a bustling city, you can cultivate inner peace and focus even when faced with harsh words. And speaking of focusing, remember that not all criticism is created equal. Learn to discern between constructive feedback and plain old negativity. Constructive criticism offers specific suggestions for improvement, while negativity often focuses on personal attacks or vague complaints. Pay attention to the tone and intent behind the words. Is it meant to help you grow or simply tear you down? Finally, don't be afraid to seek clarification. If you receive criticism that leaves you confused or unsure, don't hesitate to ask for more details. A good critic wants to see you succeed and will gladly provide further explanation if needed. This shows your willingness to learn and grow, which can build trust and open doors for future collaboration. Okay, real-life scenario time. Imagine you're working on a project with a team, and one member offers some feedback that stings a little. They might say something like, "Your part of the presentation felt a bit disorganized, ouch, right?" But instead of getting defensive or letting it derail your whole day, remember these stoic principles. Take a deep breath, acknowledge their perspective even if you disagree, and ask for specific examples of what they found disorganized. This shows you're open to learning and willing to improve. Maybe they were focusing on the flow of information or the visual aids. Now you have concrete points to work with. Remember, criticism can be a powerful tool for growth if we approach it with the right mindset. By cultivating resilience, seeking clarification, and embracing a growth mindset, we can transform those potential roadblocks into stepping stones on our journey to becoming our best selves. So, what are you waiting for? Go out there, face your fears, and let those critiques fuel your fire. And remember, if you find yourself struggling with criticism, don't hesitate to reach out and share your experience. We're in this together, folks. Stay tuned for more everyday stoicism wisdom because life is too short to take everything personally.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.